This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Emotional Health and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Catherine Hill, owner of Wholesome Junction. Wholesome Junction provides chakra clearing, energy balancing, and life coaching services out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Catherine, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So, Catherine, how did you get started with energy work and coaching in that realm?
Well, I had my first experience with energy healing when 29 years ago when I was living in New York. My daughter was just 4 months old, and she had a fever of 103 for 3 days, and the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. And my boss really wanted me back at work, so he said, call this woman, she'll be able to help you. So I called this woman, and she lived down in Washington, D.C., and all I needed to do was give her my daughter's name and address and birth date, and she did a session with using a pendulum, and she said, oh, your daughter has mercury poisoning. And I was really shocked, and I said, well, what do I do? And she said, oh, I can just broadcast her a remedy. And I said, okay. So she said she would do it later that night. And later that night, around 11:30, my daughter's fever broke, and I was able to go to work the next day. So I called her from work, and I told her that her fever, you know, I asked her, when did you broadcast that remedy? And she said, oh, it was around 11:30. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's when her fever broke. And she said, yeah, that's how it works, real matter of fact. And then I said to her, I said, well, I want to know how to do that. And so when my background was conference management, so what I did was I put together seminars, and she would come up, and her network of people and mine, they would come to the seminars, and she would teach us just how to work, use a pendulum and the principles of energy work. And I started working with some of her teachers and developing my gifts of, and my love of energy and spiritual healing just moved from there.
And tell us more about the emotion code, if you will.
Dr. Bradley Nelson wrote the emotion code in 2006. So this is relatively a very new modality. And it's only been around about 10 years. And the body code that he developed was developed in 2009. So that's only 7 years ago. My discovery of the emotion code came again with this same oldest daughter. I have 5 kids, and she was the one that had some health problems. So after college, she was really sick, and then she was diagnosed with lupus, and her lupus became really active, and it started affecting her kidneys, and the doctors became worried because she had protein levels of over 3,000 in her urine. They don't even measure over that. And so they said they were concerned about her kidneys, and they did a biopsy and found out that her kidneys were being damaged. So they said, we're going to have to give her chemotherapy. And of course, that's very serious in a young woman. So I had just discovered the emotion code just through one of the women that came to my seminars in New York. I saw on Facebook that she was a certified emotion code practitioner. So I contacted her, and she told me about the emotion code. So I read the book, and I had just finished reading it and started practicing with it because it's based on the same principles that energy is causal, which I'd been working with for many years. So then I convinced my daughter to let me try to do a session with her. And I did a session, and I removed all these emotions from her kidneys. And I said, well, now let's see what the doctor has to say. She was she had to collect a second urine specimen, and I did it right when she started her urine specimen. She had collected a little bit in the morning, and then I did the session. And when she finished, she gave it to the doctor, and he was just astounded when he saw the results, because the protein levels had gone down from 3,000 milligrams the week before to 400. so he had asked her if she had done anything differently, and she didn't really say that I had worked with her, but he said, well, whatever you did, just continue what you're doing, and I want you to have your protein levels normal by the time the end of the year came around. That was in June. And so we just kept working together. Whenever she had a flare-up, I would do a session on her, and I would remove emotions. And by December of that year, her protein levels were normal. And within the next year, she actually went into remission, and the only thing she did differently was work with me. So the beauty of the emotion code and energy healing is that you can work in conjunction with doctors that do Western medicine. So it becomes more effective that way. And then Dr. Bradley Nelson, he's a chiropractor, and he also understands Chinese medicine. And thousands of years ago, Chinese doctors would observe their patients with liver problems, and they'd realize, gee, you know, people with liver problems, they really have a lot of anger and depression. Or people with stomach issues, they have a lot of anxiety or worry. So working with this understanding, then Dr. Nelson developed, using the emotions and using the understanding of Chinese medicine, he developed a grid of 60 emotions. And these Chinese doctors, they actually determined that your organs and glands create emotions. And each organ, when they create these emotions, like let's say someone betrays you, then you think you've dealt with it because you don't think about it anymore, but suddenly you see this person and all of these emotions come up. And the reason for that is because if you have a strong emotion that doesn't get processed properly, it becomes like a ball of gray energy on that emotion that creates it. And that ball of gray energy sits on your energy organ. Our bodies are designed that just like you have a physical body with organs and glands, you also have an energy body with organs and glands. And when these trapped emotions sit on your organs or glands, they misalign them. And then because they're misaligned, they cause the physical organs to get misaligned. And when that happens, the nerves that connect your physical organs with the different muscles of the body, they pull on those muscles, and that's how different, like fibromyalgia or different mystery diseases where there's muscle pain, a lot of it is due to these trapped emotions that are causing your organs to get misaligned. So basically what the emotion code does is it uses, again, the principles used in Chinese medicine, and you can actually remove the emotions just by using a magnet down your governing meridian.
You mentioned trapped emotions. What are trapped emotions, and how can you remove these by yourself without a practitioner?
Well, that's the beauty that Dr. Nelson, he's really all about teaching people to be their own healers. And he figured out that in order to release energy, you have to use energy. And scientists today, they've done a lot of research showing that around your heart chakra area, there's a lot of electrical and magnetic energy. So what he uses the same principles that acupuncturists use. When acupuncturists try to release negative energy, they use needles in the different meridian system at different points, and they through inserting the needles, that releases trapped energy. We use the governing meridian in the emotion code. The governing meridian starts above the upper lip, and it goes up over the top of your head and down the spine, down to the base of your spine. And Dr. Nelson discovered that if you run a magnet anywhere over the governing meridian, like over the top of your head or down your spine, that can release trapped energy just like acupuncturists using needles. So if you discover that you have a trapped emotion and you want to release it, then you can find you have a trapped emotion by using muscle testing, which is like kinesiology. There's different ways you can muscle test, and Dr. Nelson goes to it into that in great depth in his book, or you can use a pendulum. And you can just go down the chart and ask if you have a certain emotion, and then if it says yes, you can simply remove it by putting a magnet over your head, and that energy releases that ball of gray energy I was talking about that's sitting on your emotion, on your organ. And it's basically like if you had a bubble and you took a pin and you popped it, it just disappears. And that's what happens when you have a trapped emotion. The magnet just releases the energy and it breaks up. And the effect of this work is, let's say you have that person that you were really betrayed by, and in the past you're triggered whenever you see that person. Well, after you release the emotion of betrayal, you can see that person and you're no longer triggered. You become equanimous and you're able to just not have any reaction. You can remember that something happened, but you won't have all those feelings come up.
Thanks for that thorough explanation today. We are visiting with Catherine Hill, owner of Wholesome Junction, that provides chakra clearing, energy balancing, and life coaching services in the Milwaukee area here on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Catherine, what are other ways that you can enhance your own healing efforts?
Well, what I always tell my clients is that it's really important to love yourself. You know, the wholesome junction of every being is their heart. And sometimes we get so busy caring for everyone else around us that we forget to take care of ourselves. So that's probably the number one thing that people can do. Taking time to meditate, it's kind of, it's very important because it helps you to just settle down and let the waters within clear and you can become calm. And also, it's important to develop good habits. That's where my life coaching experience comes in. It's important to be your own advocate and make an honest assessment of your habits and see where there's room for change and growth. And this assessment can be different for every person. Sometimes you need to change your routines or create a routine. Some people need to tweak their eating habits a little bit. Some people need to be removing toxins from their life, and toxins can be things that you use, cleaners that you have that might have chemicals in them or pesticides. Find different ways to protect your lawn that aren't toxic. Sometimes the people you hang around with are toxic, and you have to remove them from your life. That's difficult, but sometimes that's what needs to happen. My daughter Krista just finished a year-long course in positive psychology by former Harvard professor Tal Ben-Shahar, and she learned a lot of tools for creating healthy habits that can help make you a happier person. I also practice three-dimensional therapy, which was developed by Gwen Legler, who has a master's in social work, and she's also certified in the emotion code. And she combined her skills in psychology with the power of the emotion code, and Dr. Nelson describes three-dimensional therapy as the most advanced method in the world for finding and releasing negative subconscious beliefs and programs. So there's a variety of ways that people can really improve their emotional and their practical physical life every day.
Lastly, Catherine, for those who aren't familiar with chakras, get into what are chakras and the foundation of chakras.
Okay. Well, typically, if you ask an energy worker what chakras are, they'll say that they're swirling energy centers at the strategic points in your body, like the root chakra, which is the base of your spine, your sacral chakra, which is in your pelvic area, your solar plexus, which is in your abdomen, your heart chakra, which is basically in your heart, and then you have your throat chakra, which is in your throat, your third eye chakra, which is by your forehead, and then your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head. I was pleasantly surprised when Amit Goswami, who's a quantum physicist, he wrote the book Physics of the Soul, and he referred to the chakras as feeling centers. I really like this definition because it helps to keep in perspective that our feelings are fundamental to our energy and our health. 90% of blocked chakras is trapped emotions. And trapped emotions like anxiety, depression, anger, overwhelm, those are emotions that are the opposite of love. And when our feeling centers or our chakras are blocked with these emotions that are the opposite of love, then of course we're going to feel alone and unloved, and that takes away our power. Each chakra has a certain aspect, like your power chakra is your chakra that's in your abdomen area. And when that is blocked, then you might find yourself not having the power to even get out of bed in the morning, or you can have, it nourishes the organs in that area, so you might find yourself with some liver problems or stomach problems because the chakras aren't allowing the energy to come in and nourish your organs. So we all know that when we feel loved, our passion flows and we feel like nothing can stop us. That's how I like to have people feel when they leave my office, because I clear all their chakras and they're just ready to go. It's great.
Catherine, if listeners were interested in setting up an appointment, how would they do that? And do you do virtual appointments as well?
Yes, I can do it either in my office or I work with people all over the world. I have clients in Japan and Germany and New York, Seattle. I can do those by proxy over the phone or through Skype, or you can come into my office. To make an appointment, just simply go to my website, which is www.wholesomejunction.com, and go to the bottom of the services page where you can choose the type of session you'd like to have, and then send me an email explaining what type of service you're interested in. And then I can get back to you that very day or within 24 hours, and we can set up an appointment that'll fit your schedule perfectly.
Catherine, thanks again for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Catherine Hill, owner of Wholesome Junction, that provides chakra clearing, energy balancing, and life coaching services in the Milwaukee area. And for more information, simply visit wholesomejunction.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the emotional and personal development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.